Scripture reading today, John 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon, Peter, and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you had carried him away, please tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that she had these things to say to her. May God bless this reading of these words.
Thank you all for the beautiful lilies. Don't forget to take your lily home with you when you go. And thank you to Shelley for her magnificent decorating job. It looks like Easter. Imagine that. Well, since Christmas Eve, through our Sunday lessons, scriptures, and hymns, we have traversed the journey that Jesus made from birth to death to resurrection. You know, I don't approve of digital records of me, you know, Patty. I try very hard to keep myself undigitized. During Advent, we prepared for Jesus' birth and we remembered the prophecies and the events that brought Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. Our Advent teaching shared the stories of peace and joy, hope and love. And then we celebrated the arrival of the Magi and Epiphany. They'd finally completed their journey and arrived to see this newborn babe. And then we learned about Jesus' life each Sunday as he grew. And then we arrived at the waiting of Lent. And in Lent, we focused on the teachings that Jesus provided. Radical love, radical inclusion, compassion, the struggle against the structures of oppression, and the beauty of grace and forgiveness. You know, Transfiguration Sunday reminded us that Jesus knew the journey he was about to embark on. He was fully aware of the events that would happen to him this past week between Palm Sunday and Easter. God had made him aware of Judas's betrayal, Peter's denial, Pilate's sentencing, and the complicity of the authorities. He knew of our limitations as humans. And he knew he would be arrested, humiliated, and die. But he also knew he would be resurrected, securing a place for all who practice his teachings in the heavenly realm. So today, in this majestically decorated sanctuary, and in the coming together of two congregations in worship, thank you, I only have to do one service today. Bless you all for coming together. And to all our visitors, we're glad you're with us. We can celebrate the teachings and the gifts that Jesus gave us for living a light-filled life, standing with others, struggling together through difficulties, removing oppression and unfairness, and sharing the gifts of light and love and grace and compassion and justice, not just for some, but for everyone. What a blessing to learn about Jesus, the living Word of God. But it's one thing. It's one thing to accept a teaching and something else to have a personal encounter with the risen Lord. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary were the first to encounter the risen Lord at the tomb. Peter and John were skeptical of the testimony that Jesus was alive, but they raced out and they also encountered the risen Christ. That encounter ensured that their faith would be true and would last and would strengthen their leadership and their teachings and stand the test of time, bringing you to this sanctuary, to your church community today. You see, Jesus provided the proof. And all who were in need of that encouragement have learned the stories and continued his teaching. It's pretty easy. All we're called to do is believe, to replicate the actions of those who led by Jesus' teachings after his resurrection. We're called to share what we've learned. We're called to bring the light of inclusion and compassion and love and hope and peace. The Christian faith and tradition is not all about this event at the tomb. It's also about our trust in a person and the teachings he brought with him. It is in this encounter with the risen Christ that it is important not so much that there was a tomb, but that we can internalize the teachings that Christ brought and shine that light brightly. Shine that light brightly so it cannot be dismissed. You see, you're called. You're called to the same radical love that Jesus shared when he invited everyone, including Judas, to partake in the Last Supper. You're called. You're called to show that same compassion and continuing patience with people that Jesus showed to his sleeping and exhausted disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane when they were supposed to be keeping watch. You're called to shower those who deny you with grace and forgiveness. You're called to show no violence or judgment, just as Jesus did when the disciples wanted to attack and did cut off the ear of the guard in the garden. Jesus healed him. Jesus corrected the error. We're not called to violence or judgment. We're called to peace and justice, love and compassion. You have been preceded over thousands of years by other Christians. But you, my friends, are the ones who must take up the charge today. So may God give you strength and give you light and give you love and give you compassion. Might He also provide the grace and the inclusion that you can share with everyone you meet, so that you can share your trust in Jesus Christ and His teachings. And today and every day after, might you pause when you rise in the morning to remember the teachings of Jesus, and then do the easy part. Go forth and do the work. Bring the compassion, bring the love, bring the peace, bring the joy, bring the hope, bring the justice to everyone you meet. You can do it. You do it every day now. Just keep up the good work, because Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.